സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. ചാപ്റ്റർ 7, ശ്ലോക 7. മത്തഃ പരതരം നാന്യത് കിം ചിദസ്തി ധനഞ്ജയ മയി സർവമിദം പ്രോതം സൂത്രേ മണിഗണായിവ. Lord Krishna, dealing with the topic of Ishvara Swarupam, from childhood we are all worshipping the Lord in one form or the other. And when we grow, we come to understand, to our own understanding, Lord is somewhere sitting and creating this universe. Lord is somewhere, either in Kailasa or Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavanam, but definitely not here. Somewhere he is. So that Lord is all powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, Srishtikarta. So these are all our concepts of God. Since He is giving everything to us, let us worship Him. Let us seek blessings from Him. Let us make our life more comfortable with His blessings. These are all what we are doing with our understanding. But here Lord Krishna presenting that your concept of God is totally wrong. Lord Krishna revolutionizing the whole concept, what we have understood with our small finite mind, what we have understood. Bhagavan says it is not at all correct. I am happy that you have come up to here. That means you have trust in me. You are worshipping me. You have reverence towards me. Therefore, I am interested in your well-being. Therefore, I want to give exactly what is the nature of God. Since you were very young, at the age of 10, or 15, you cannot understand my abstract nature. Therefore, I have allowed you to do puja for my personal form. Personal form you have done until today. But now the time has come, you have to understand the Vishwarupa Ishvara. Little subtle than this personal God, Vishwarupa, all-pervading God. Once you understand that all-pervading God, the nature of God, then I will take you another higher step. So make yourself eligible to see the God in everything now, whom you have worshipped in your puja mandiram. Very good, I appreciate you, I applaud you. Now come on, out of your puja mandiram, see the entire universe is puja mandiram. Bhagavan is asking, entire universe is your puja mandiram now. The entire universe, all forms are my forms. Because I am only the manifesting entity in the creation. How Bhagavan bringing that? By saying the entire universe is in evolution. Evolution of my nature. Para Prakriti and Apara Prakriti. My higher nature and my lower nature alone is manifesting. One nature is visible nature, another nature is invisible nature. Invisible nature, that is invisible because it is very abstract, subtle. You cannot see with your eyes. I will make you to understand that. What you are seeing, the visible world, is my lower form. When I was young, I was very much eager to see God. Because I used to sing Tyagaraja Kirtanas often. Tyagaraja got Ramadarshanam. Why can't I? I am talking now, not Krishna. Okay. So, I was very eager to see God. God Darshanam I want to get. Ishvara Darshanam Sakshatkara. So, I was waiting. So, slowly Bhagavan brought me to this Vedanta. And Bhagavan said, you see my real nature in Shastra, you understand. Then I got what is God realization. I thank the Lord really, what you desire, He will fulfill, definitely, in a right manner. That's what Bhagavan did in my life. If you also have that desire, Bhagavan definitely fulfill that. So really I used to cry also, many times. My models were Mirabai and Tyagaraja. So what is the real nature of God? I want to see Him. So that is what he is presenting now. God is not separate from you. God is not separate from you. God is no separate entity, different place. He is not different from you. How? Now looking into the shloka. In 6th shloka, what he said, I am the source of this entire universe in the form of para and apara prakriti. In modern language they say energy converted into matter, matter converted into energy. But God is beyond energy and matter. Okay, visible energy is matter, invisible matter is energy. Similarly, God is who is beyond matter and energy, you cannot see that, you can understand as a source of this creation. Adharaha. How na? As the Srishti Sthiti Laya Adharaha. Prabhavaha. All these are born. I am the material cause of this universe. I am the material cause of this universe. Since I am the material cause, everything has come from me alone. Aham Prabhavaha. Therefore, I am the source of this creation. I am the source of our origin. I am the source of this origin. I am the ground for dissolution also. Vishranti sthanam, layasthanam, pralayaha. Sthiti sthanam also you have to supply. I am the sthiti karta also. In scientific language they say big bang and big crunch. Expansion and again contraction. World is nothing but expansion and contraction. Just like in the Pondi Bazaar and Ranganath Street, they keep one umbrella. In that umbrella, they keep all buttus, you know. All so many things he keeps. And when police comes, he closes the whole umbrella and goes away. As a matter of Bhagavan's Maya umbrella he opens, that is creation. When pralaya comes, Bhagavan closes the Maya umbrella. In English, we can call it as evolution, opening, expansion, and exists for some time until police comes. That is called pralayam. It continues. Then comes what? Involution, going back. Evolution, existence, involution. Big Bang, existence, big crunch. This is what is happening, no new creation. Expansion, contraction. Expansion, contraction. That is called universe. So the material cause is myself. Therefore, any material cause, what is the material cause of this pot? Clay. So what is the general law? No object can exist without its material cause. Ornament is no more an ornament without a gold. Gold is the material cause. Pot is a pot. Without clay, material pot doesn't exist. Furniture is furniture as long as wood material is there. You take out the material cause, there is no object at all. Similarly, you take out this Paramatma, the God, material cause, no more universe. If you take out the clay, no more pot. If you take out the gold, no more ornaments. If you take out the thread, no more vastram. If you take out the wood from the furniture, no more furniture. This is the general law. No object can exist separate from its material cause. So material cause is that which making that object to survive, to exist. This law is clear for you. Then look at the universe also. Since God, the Paramatma, says, I am the material cause of this universe, so material cause of the universe is Paramatma. So Paramatma is where now? In Vaikuntha or Kailasa? Since Paramatma is the material cause of this universe, if you take out Paramatma, world cannot exist. Therefore, when you are seeing the world, what you are seeing? Paramatma only. But his visible Shakti you are seeing is invisible thing you cannot understand. It is abstract. So you have to grow mature enough to see that to understand that invisible nature. So visible to invisible we have to go now. Visible to invisible we have to go. Visible to invisible nature. What is that invisible nature? Bhagavan is talking here. Invisible nature is consciousness. Invisible nature is consciousness. Chaitanyam Brahma Paraprakriti. Known to unknown is the methodology of teaching. What is known? Visible thing is known to us. Nama Rupa is known to us. From visible to invisible, you have to understand. This is our project. What is our project? See the visible, understand this is the material cause of the universe, is Bhagavan, and understand what is that material cause. And what is real nature of Bhagavan, which you have to understand. It is a gradual process. It is a tough only. But systematically you listen to Shastra, it will become more clearer and clearer. That's what we have to understand. I am the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta. I am the source. But I am not able to see that. Therefore we have to do what? Vishwarupa Dhyanam. Bhagavan is preparing us to do Vishwarupa Darshanam. Eka Rupa we are all doing already. Ingavar Chandanam, Ingavar Vibhuti, Ingavar Kunkam, அந்த கோயிலுக்கு போய் அங்கங்கே அதெல்லாம் வச்சுக்கிறோம் இல்லையோ, ஏக்கரூபம் யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி டூயிங். பகவான் சேஸ் யூ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி கம் ஆல் த வே டு ஏக்கரூபா, நவ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப் இஸ் விஸ்வரூபா. விஸ்வரூபா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அக்செப்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி என்டிட்டி இன் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆஸ் எ பகவான்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆர் டிவினைசேஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஹவு டு டிவினைஸ் இட்? ஹவு டு டிவினைஸ்? கேன் ஐ மேக் மாமியார் டு சிட் அண்ட் புட் ஆல் ஆபரணம் சம்பாள் மாதிரி? தட் ஈஸ் கால்ட் டிவினைசேஷன். ஆர் மேக் அதர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் புட் கார்னமெண்ட்ஸ் லைக் காட் அவதாரம், இதான் டிவினைசேஷனு? தட் இஸ் நாட் டிவினைசேஷன். Divinization means only your perspective change, attitudinal change towards the things what you are seeing. So, elements first, Bhuta Srishti, Ashtadha, Bhagavan said, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayuhu, Khammano Buddhi Revacha, where we saw? In this chapter only, previous sloka. அஷ்டமூர்த்தி ஃபஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் எவல்யூஷன் ஃப்ரம் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ். எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் தென் தேர் காம்பினேஷன் ஓன்லி பிகம்ஸ் இன் டு மெனி ஃபார்ம்ஸ் கால்ட் எலிமெண்டல்ஸ். பஞ்சபூதாஸ் காம்பினேஷன் கிராசிஃபிகேஷன் அண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தெம் ஓன்லி ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஹாவ் கம், ஆல் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் ஹாவ் கம். That's why once the elements combination only becoming as all species, their component is also what? 5 elements components only. That's why each species has got akasha, vayu, agni, apaha, prithivi. Why? All these elements alone appearing in the form of all species. Combination. So these objects, the species, which are all the forms of 5 elements are called elementals. We are all called elementals. Why? Elements are there in combination form. 5 elements are there in combination form in each object. They are called elementals. So this body comes under elemental. This body is also comes under elemental. Why? It is also a combination of 5 elements. If we don't understand, you are mental. Shastra says, understand your body is also a combination of elements. Therefore, it is known as bhautika shariram. Bhutam is called element. Panchabhutas are called elements. Their combinations outcome, the product, is called elemental. Whoever understand I am elemental, he is free from mental. As the Shankaracharya says, those who do not have this knowledge, their body is made out of elementals, elements. It is a conglomeration of 5 elements, elementals only. Who understands, they are free from what? Delusion. Otherwise, they are in Bhranti Alayam. Whole world is a Bhranti Alayam. Except Gita students. Because we are not in Bhranti. We are understanding this body is Pancha Bhautika Shariram. Before their combination, they are called Bhutakam, Bhutam, Pancha Bhutas. Once combination, because of combination, the outcome, product, like body comes, it is called elemental, Bhautikam. Bhuta and Bhautika, you see the difference now? When elements are separately, they are there, without combination, they are called bhutas, elements. Once they join together and they manifest in different forms, each form is called elemental. Now what you are seeing is what? 5 elements. I am seeing the body in 5 elements, in different format. You are seeing my body also, no? Elements only. Pancha bhautika shariram. Each pancha bhautika shariram is seeing the other. Elemental seeing the another elemental. This apara prakriti. This is called apara prakriti. But this apara prakriti is enlivened by the para prakriti consciousness. The matter is called elemental, is surviving, enlivened, sentient by the para prakriti, is called consciousness, higher nature. So higher and lower nature put together, I am. Therefore Bhagavan says what? Hey Arjuna, God means higher nature, that is para prakriti, lower nature, that is apara prakriti. One a join panna podu avladha. Para prakriti plus apara prakriti is called God. Understand now? One is visible, another is invisible. Visible apara prakriti, invisible para prakriti put together, God. So that God alone is in all forms. That is why we say here also, how two are there? Visible body mind complex belongs to which prakriti? Apara prakriti. Now invisible consciousness, that is para prakriti. So I means I am also mixture of both. What are they? Para and apara. Apara is visible, para is invisible. Then how to know what is para, what is apara? What is visible is apara, what is not visible is para. What is visible? Body. Prana we feel, we experience. Mind we experience. Whatever I experience is apara, whatever I don't experience is para. So whatever I experience, first delete, put in its apara dustbin. Mithya, lower nature, sagunam, savikaram. Body is sagunam, savikaram, mithya. Whereas para, the consciousness, awareness, para prakriti is satyam, nirvikaram, nirgunam, chaitanyam. Body by itself is jadam. It is sentient because of me, the para prakriti. It is blessed by me. Understand? This is a very terse subject in Vedanta. How I am there, Lord Krishna says, mattaha parataram na anyadasti kinchit. Seventh shloka, he says, mattaha, other than me, he Dhananjaya, O Arjuna, mattaha, other than me, parataram anyat na asti kinchit, kinchit na asti. Parataram means superior to me, other than me. Parataram means absolute. There is no other. Anyat na asti. There is no other cause of, at all. Parataram means cause. Our parents are also cause for us. But they are effects from their parents. Their parents have got their parents. Their parents have got their parents. So they are not absolute cause. What Lord Krishna want to say? I am the causeless cause. I am the parentless parent. I am parentless parent. And anartham Krishna ki devaki irukke, Vasudevan irukke, Swami anna. Lord Krishna is not talking from the lower nature. Lord Krishna talking from the higher nature. That is why parataram means absolute cause or causeless cause. That cause which is never the effect. Ever the cause, never the effect. That is the cause. Moola karanam, fundamental cause. Paramatma, the God, is the moola karanam. That is why, who is the father of Lord Shiva? No father. That's why one bhakta told, Bhagavaniki, unakku thai thanda irundal, unakku inda kashtam ella varadu. Appa amma illathanaala da unakku kashtame varudhan solli, or singer paattu paaduvaan. Adhu maadhiri Parvathiki mother illa problem illa nu sila per solluvaan. Idhuda worldly people think in this way. Parvathi is free from mother-in-law problem. Enna Shivanukku amma kediyadu appa kediyadu. Enna Shiva is the Adi. Vishnu, who is the father mother? Brahmanukku yaar father mother na? Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara is nothing but the God. When he is creating, he is known as Brahmaji. When he is sustaining the entire universe, he is known as Vishnu. When he is in taking everything into him, he is called Shiva. Names we have given, that's all. God is one. Based on their function, we have given different names. As born in this culture, as a Hindu, if we do not know this basic principle, we are unfit to do puja also. We are unfit to do puja also. How many gods are there? So many gods are there. Whom you worship? I worship Vishnu. Or I worship Shiva. I worship Devi. This is what? Bhaktas now. Nowadays bhaktas. Real bhakta is one. Always understand God is one in different forms. Which God is great? Tell me now. Which God is great? God is one. How can you talk in among one God, among many gods, and one God is great, one God is superior, inferior? இருக்கிறத ஒரே ஒருத்தர் தான் பாவம். அவர்கிட்ட போய் நீங்கள் யார் பெருசன்னு பேச முடியுமா? ஹவு மச் வி ஆர் கிரேட்னா, ஹவு இன்டெலிஜென்ட் வி ஆர்னா, மயிலாப்பூர் ஆஞ்சநேயர், நங்கநல்லூர் ஆஞ்சநேயர், ஆல்ரெடி வி ஹவ் டிவைடட் காட்ஸ்னு. ஓகே, விஷ்ணு, சிவா, தேவி, ஐயப்பா, குருவாயூரப்பா, சோ மெனி, அப்பா 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 எல்லாம் பண்ணிட்டோம். இது ஒரு மிஸ்டேக். Another error is what? One Hanuman, Mailapur Hanuman is so powerful, Nanganallur Hanuman is not powerful for somebody. And for someone, Nanganallur Hanuman is superior than Mailapur Hanuman. What about Alvar Peter now? Alvar Peter now recently he is also becoming popular. Enna? Unakku paithyam becoming more and more thicker and ardham. என்ன பாரு, இப்படி திஸ் இஸ் வாட் அவர் பக்தி அண்ட் திங்கிங் வி ஆர் சோ இன்டெலிஜென்ட். இதுதான் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ். ஹவு கேன் யூ டூ தீஸ் டிவிஷன்ஸ்? ஹவு கேன் யூ லுக் அட் த லார்ட் இன் திஸ் மேனர்? திஸ் இஸ் நாட் த வே டு வர்ஷிப் த லார்ட். பகவான் கேன் நெவர் அப்ரிஷியேட், அண்ட் பகவான் பிகம் சேட் ஆல்சோ பை லுக்கிங் அட் அஸ். We are making Bhagavan happy or unhappy? Upacharama, apacharama? We are doing upacharama or apacharam? Nanna apacharam pandrom. In the name of puja. In the name of puja, we are doing apachara. You see, in that Hanumanu evadu alankaram pandra, enna prasadam, naivedyam. In the Hanumanu paavam onnume illa. Hanuman ingirundhu ange poi saapiduvaru. Enna avarku theriyadha enna? எங்கே இருந்தாலும் அவர் பிரசாதம் தான் அது. சி, வி தி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் பிரிங்கிங் டவுன் டு த லெவல் ஆஃப் அஸ் பகவான். வி ஆர் புல்லிங் டவுன். பகவான் சேஸ், டோன்ட் சே லைக் தட். சூத்ரே மணிகணா இவ, ஐ ஆம் இன்ஹரண்ட் லைக் பீட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் த்ரெட்டட் இன் ஒன் சூத்ரா. I am the inherent sutram, the absolute cause, consciousness principle in every being. I am like a string, how the beads are threaded through the string. Similarly, through me, all the beings are beads. These bodies are all like beads, you know. What is the string? The string is Chaitanyam Brahma Paraprakriti. Brahman ella irka edathila irkana illa cell phone mathram ella edathila irukum ipo. So adu maadhiri ella edathila Brahmane irkana cell phone lonu Brahman da irkar. See, Isha Vasyamidag Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat. Whatever is there, everything is Bhagavan. Nothing else is there separate from Bhagavan. Isn't it? Adi Madhuri, Mattaha Parataram Na Anyat Asti. Whatever you are seeing is my lower nature. What is making that Papara Prakriti to survive, that invisible nature, is my higher nature. Either you are understanding my higher nature or seeing my lower nature. You cannot escape from me. Who says? Lord Krishna says, you cannot escape here also, this body also. This body also is a part of creation. Therefore what? Sutre manigana iva. Like beads, twined, intertwined by the thread, string. Similarly, all objects, all entities are visible like beads. I am hidden, invisible like a string inside, that is para prakriti chaitanyam nirvikara nirguna chaitanya satya para prakriti. So now two are here, body mind complex is apara prakriti, invisible consciousness is para prakriti. So when that is the law here, everywhere, in every object it is there. So change your vision. Hey Arjuna, change your vision. From visible to invisible you have to travel. That is why in our culture, for us everything is God. Whole life we worship everything from morning to till night. We worship everything. We worship book, we worship rupee note, we worship coins, we worship flowers, we worship this, that, everything we worship, what not we worship, and all worship. That is why you have Paityaman Chulva. Everything, how can it be God? No? There is nothing other than God. Now, where is God? If anybody asks, where is God? What is your answer? Don't answer. Where is God? No, answer panna kudadu. You have to put a counter question. First you show me where he is not. Then I will show you where is he. The question when he is asking, where is God? Why you have to answer? He is challenging me. Where is God? You show me where is not, then I will show you where is. Where is God? And the easiness is God. Where is God? That easiness is called God. You require some maturity, intelligence to understand that. So, sutre manigana iva. I am hidden, invisible, as consciousness principle in entire matter, apara prakriti. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 8. In what are all forms I am there, for sample Lord Krishna is giving now his Vishwarupa. Now Ekarupa to Vishwarupa he is entering.
Rasohamapsu Kaunteya
प्रभास्मि शशि सूर्ययोः प्रणव सर्ववेदेषु शब्दखे पौरुषं ऋषु In what are all forms you have to see me, you know. Rasaha aham apsu. The taste in waters, what you are experiencing, water has got its own taste. That taste I am. Rasaha, the taste, apsu, in waters, I am that. So when you are drinking water, okay, original taste of the water. Okay, not corporation water, it is mixed with all tastes. But original water taste belongs to Bhagavan. That's why you feel happy when you drink water. There is a taste. That belongs to whom? Bhagavan. Now, when you have to feel Bhagavan now, when you are drinking water, when you are feeling the taste of the water, ha, Bhagavan. You are drinking Bhagavan. Okay, feel the taste is Bhagavan's, belongs to Bhagavan. Bhagavan is in the form of that taste. Rasaha apsu. Apsu means in the waters. Rasaha means taste. He Kaunteya, I am the taste in the waters. Then, Shashi Surya Yoho Prabhaha Asmi. The effulgence, the brightness, Suryaha. The Surya, who is having brightness? The Surya is a golakam, solar disk that is. In that solar disk, it is a medium. In that there is a brilliance. There is a brightness. How much brightness? You cannot see that much brightness. That much effulgence is mine, Bhagavan says. That effulgence is that brightness because of which you are seeing everyone. You are seeing everyone because of whom? Because of sunlight. The sunlight belongs to sun. The sunlight belongs to the Lord. Not sunlight soap. Okay. Sunlight in the sun belongs to the Lord, not belong to the sun. Sun is a golakam. Solar disk is a golakam in which Lord is appearing in the form of brightness. Clear? So therefore, in Shantakaram Bhujagasenam Padmanabham Suresham, there you are chanting, no? Chandra Suryaucha Netrena. And the Chandra Surya, both are the eyes of the cosmic person. The entire universe is Bhagavan's body, if you take. Surya and Chandra are like eyes of the Lord. Ocean is the bladder of the Lord. Trees are like hair on the Lord's body. Entire tree, no? All this comes in Rudram again. Rudram is nothing but a Vishwarupa Varnana of the Lord. Apatalana bhastalanta bhuvana brahmanda mavispurat jyotis partika linga mouli vilasat purnendu vantamrutaihi. From akasha to the bottom, sapta bhuvanangal, what? Seven lokas, upper and lower, 14 lokas, the entire thing is Bhagavan's body. Understand? You cannot comprehend like that well, the frog in the well. It thinks that this is the big ocean. Adu madri da nama bhakti kuda ipo. So Bhagavan is all pervading, all pervading also. Therefore he says, I am the brightness in the sun. Therefore why do you namaskara to the Lord Sun? Why do you namaskara? The brightness in the solar disk is none other than the Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is appearing in what form now? In the form of sunlight. In the form of light in the sun. Therefore we do namaskara to the Lord sun. After bath, immediately morning, first namaskara is to the Lord. Now He is the visible God for us. Kankanda Daivam. That is why our people ask, get up early morning before He is coming. You welcome Him. He is welcoming us nowadays. He is welcoming us. What a concept in the vision. Engim kadihad ulahatila. So, Prabhaha Asmi Shashi also. Even the moonlight comes from the sunlight only. The light in the moon, Pauranami day, you are seeing the moonlight that belongs to whom? Paramatma only. Indirectly, sun is giving the light to the moon, and the moon is so bright. And moon is bright, we are telling. Moon is not bright. The brightness belongs to Paramatma. That's why you do namaskara to the moon also. That Pauranami day, when you see that Lord, appreciate that brightness in the moon, appreciate and do namaskara. Okay. Not going to beach and sitting where kadalna. Enjoy, appreciate that brightness in the moon, brightness in the sun as God. This is called divinization. How you divinize now? You need not divinize. Divinize your vision. Your vision, ordinary vision, has to be divinized. Then pranavaha sarva vedeshu. Sarva Veda means all four Vedas, Rug, Yajus, Sama, Adharvana Vedas, when they are churned, comes the Gayatri. Once Gayatri is churned, Vyahruti is Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha comes. Once Bhuhu, Bhuvaha churned, Akara, Ukara, Makara comes. Akara, Ukara combination only, Omkara, Pranavaha. So, Omkara is the essence of Vedas. Now, in meditation class, why we are chanting Aum? Priyada? Aum is nothing but A is the essence of Rigveda, U is the essence of Yajurveda, Ma is the essence of Samaveda. Of course, Adharvana Veda, all rituals from three Vedas put together, Adharvana Veda. So, three letters, three Vedas. Omkara is the essence of three Vedas. Pranavaha sarva vedeshu. Prakarshena nyuyate iti anena brahma iti pranavaha. Through pranava you can understand Brahman. That's why when you open the door, what must be there in your house? Omkaram must be there. Not cat, black cat, tiger, lion, அதெல்லாம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. கதவை திறந்த உடனே ஓங்காரம் இருக்கணும். அது ரிப்ரசன்டேஷன் ஆஃப் பகவான். பகவான் சேஸ் தட் ஓங்காரா இஸ் நோ அந்த ஓங்காரா இன் வேதாஸ் ஐ ஆம் தட். தட்ஸ் வை இன் எவ்ரி மந்த்ரா வென் வி சாண்ட் ஓம் சரஸ்வத்யை நம, ஓம் சர்வாத்மனை நம, எவ்ரி திங் ஸ்டார்ட் வித் ஓங்கார. ஹூ சேஸ்? லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ். Therefore, when you listen Omkara sound, you have to appreciate whom? God. Om, Om. That is short form, the hello, hello. We call the phone, Om, Hari Om. What do you mean by hello? What do you mean by hello? None of us know what is meaning of hello, but we are telling hello, hello. That person who discovered the phone, he said hello. Hade start pannirukonamo. When you take the phone, Hari Om or Om Namo Narayana or some Bhagavan's name you can utter, Sri Ram or something. Or unno cholalana and so and so speaking ani cholalam. But we are doing maximum artham leni pani. வியர்த்தம் அண்ணா, சும்மா பேசிட்டு இருக்கோம் ஹலோ ஹலோ அண்ணா. எதுக்கு பண்ணுறான்னு தெரியாது. எல்லாம் ஷீபிஷ் மென்டாலிட்டி. ஷீபிஷ்னு தெரியும் இல்லையோ, கும்புலோ கோவிந்தான்னு அர்த்தம். அது அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு நேச்சர், இஸ் நாட் ஐடியல். சர்வவேதேஷு பிரணவஹா. தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஃபோர்த்து, கே ஷப்தா அகமஸ்மி. இந்த ஆகாஷா தெர் இஸ் அ ஷப்தா, ஆகாஷ ஷப்த குணா. தட் ஷப்தா வென் யூ லிசன், நவ் த சவுண்ட் வாட் யூ ஆர் லிசனிங் இஸ் பகவான். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஈச் சவுண்ட், வென் பேபி கிரைஸ் பகவான், வென் மியூசிஷியன் சிங்ஸ் பகவான், வேர் எவர் த சவுண்ட் யூ லிசன் இஸ் பகவான். பிகாஸ் இன் ஆகாஷா ஓன்லி சவுண்ட் கம்ஸ், ஆகாஷா இஸ் ஹேவிங் சப்த குணா, வித்தவுட் சப்த குணா தெர் இஸ் நோ ஆகாஷா, வித்தவுட் சப்த குணா தெர் இஸ் நோ ஆகாஷா, பிகாஸ் ஆகாஷா இஸ் சப்த குணகா. அந்த சப்தம் நான் தான் பகவான் சேஸ். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், ரிஷு பௌருஷம், த மேன்லினஸ் தட் ஹுச் மேக்ஸ் த மேன் மீன்ஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், வாக்கிங் பவர், டாக்கிங் பவர், கெப்பாசிட்டி டு டூ எனி திங், ஸ்ட்ரென்த், தட் ஐ ஆம் எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர். Essential nature. Now, how the sound comes, you do like this, sound comes? You make like this, sound comes. What is this sound? You clap, all of you clap. That sound is Bhagavan. Okay. Samyoga Viyoga. Samyoga Viyoga always makes sound. Okay. The tongue keela vidum. That is make sound. Every sound is Bhagavan's, belongs to Bhagavan. Now, how can you escape from Bhagavan? Now tell me. நீங்கள் ஓடவே முடியாது, பகவான் விட்டுட்டு போட முடியாது. ஏன்னா எங்கே பார்த்தாலும் சப்தம் இருக்கு, இருக்கு இல்லையோ? எங்கே இல்லைன்னா கூட இங்கே கர்ப்புறன்னு இப்போ பசி, இப்போ 12:30 பசி வரும், கர்ப்புற சவுண்ட் வருதா இல்லையா? அது கூட யார்? பகவான் தான். எல்லாம் பகவான் தான். ஹார்ட் டிக் 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 சவுண்ட் வருதா இல்லையா? அது பகவான் தான். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. புண்ணியோ கந்த பிருத்திவ்யாஞ்ச தேஜஸ்சாஸ்மி விபாவசௌ ஜீவனம் சர்வபூதேஷு தபஸ்சாஸ்மி தபஸ்விஷு. Further he continues, Arjuna, everything is my manifestation. I am telling you, see the earth, the visible earth, the visible earth you are experiencing, earth is having some gandha. How do you know that gandha? When rain comes, man vasana en solva, and the vasana belongs to rain or earth. அந்த மண் வாசனை சொல்கிறாங்கல்ல, ரெயின் வாசனை சொல்லலை பாருங்க. ஒன்ஸ் த வாட்டர் இந்த ஸ்ப்ரிங்கிள் ஹியர் தட் எர்த்லேருந்து ஃப்ரம் தட் வாசனை காம்ஸ், ஆ மண் வாசனை வர்றது, எங்கேயோ மழை பெய்யறதுன்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா? அந்த மண் வாசனை என்னுடையது தான் கிருஷ்ணர் சொல்கிறாரு. தட் பிருத்திவி ஹேஸ் காட் கந்தகுணா, that fragrance is my nature. So when you are getting manvasana, you have to appreciate whom you are experiencing, whom? Bhagavan. Clear? Okay. Gandhaha punya gandhaha, ad important. Hey, good fragrance, okay. Bad smell, foul smell illa, naan illa. இதெல்லாம் இங்கே ஸ்பாயில் பண்ணுற ஹியூமன் பீங்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்பாயிலிங் த எர்த் வாட்டர் அண்ட் ஏர் பொல்யூஷன். நம்ம என்ன பண்ணல? ஆல் உயர் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன்ஸ் ஆர் அவர் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன். என்ன? வாட்டர் பொல்யூஷன் இஸ் அவர் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன், ஏர் பொல்யூஷன் இஸ் அவர் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன், எர்த் பொல்யூஷன் இஸ் அவர் கான்ட்ரிபியூஷன். பகவான் சேஸ், அது நான் இல்லைப்பா, அதெல்லாம் இவங்க பண்ண தப்பு தான். நான் மாத்திரம் புண்ணியகா கந்தகா, pure fragrant smell in the earth I am. Then tejasya tejaha aham vibhavasau. Tejaha means heat, Previous one, the brilliance in the brightness, light. Now heat in the fire. Tejaha means fire. Vibhavaso means fire. Tejaha means heat. The heat in the fire is I am. If you remove the heat in the fire, it is no more a fire. Clear? The fire is fire as long as heat is there. If you take out the heat, there is no fire. So fire can continue as fire as long as heat is there. That means what? Heat is Bhagavan. As long as that heat, Bhagavan, who is in the form of heat, is blessing the fire to be fire. Clear? Therefore, vibhavasau tejaha ahamasmi. Therefore, when you are cooking, when you are cooking, patram is heat, and that milk is so hot. Everything when you are touching, hot irukku, and the hotness belongs to whom? Thottittu kannukku thottikkanum, avladha. Because of that heat only you are able to eat. Without heat, there is no eating. Adukkilla heat illa enna irukke? Eat irukke. You remove H, eat. Heat is what? It. So heat by which you cook and eat. That eating is possible because of heating. Swami, without heating also they are eating, no? That is why in our Vaidika Sampradaya, cooked food only should be eaten. Agni samsargam illamala yedume saapada koodadhu. Raw food and like saapada koodadhu. அதுக்கப்புறம் எப்பெண்டிசெக்டமி எல்லாம் பண்ணணும். ஓகே, இந்த ரா ஃபுட் எல்லாம் வருது நவேடேஸ். எவ்ரி திங் அக்னி சம்ஸ்காரா மஸ்ட் பி தேர். யூ ஆஸ்க் யுவர் கிராண்ட் கிராண்ட் கிரேட் பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஏதாவது அப்படியே ராவாக சாப்பிட்டான்னு நான். தே நெவர் டச் ரா. பிகாஸ் அதெல்லாம் அப்புறம் இல்லை, யூ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஐ நோ, பிகாஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஈட்டிங் நவேடேஸ் ரா ஃபுட்டு. ஸோ ஐ எம் நாட் டாக்கிங் மாடர்ன் டைம். Agni samskara, when it comes, that is the purifier of the food. Nowadays, that's why people are getting lot of diseases because of lack of agni samskara. So agni is the purifier. That's why another name of agni is pavakaha, not pavakai. Pavakaha means the one who is purifier. One who is the purifier. Olden days, they want to purify themselves, they jump in the fire. Agni pravesham. Agni is the one who is the purifier. Agni sakshiya nu solradhu kaaranam adhu da. So agni is the one, no one can make fire impure. Okay, akasha agni you cannot make impure. Vayu you can make impure. Earth you can make impure. Water you can make impure. What about Agni Anna? If you want to make Agni impure, you will be converted into ashes. So Agni is so powerful. That's why Rigveda starts with the mantra, Agni Mile Purohitam. Visible element is Agni. That's why Agni Hotra is highly recommended in our culture. Agni is the visible devata. Can you see any fire, cold fire? Can you experience a cold fire? Like hot ice cream madri. There is no cold fire. Fire annale hot. That is Bhagavan. You appreciate that heat in the fire as Bhagavan's glory. Then, Jivanam Sarvabhuteshu. Sarvabhuteshu, in all beings, the life principle I am. The vir. Viran children in the pranam, that I am. Jivana means what? Life principle. Sarva bhuteshu, in all beings, and to ajanma pipilikanta tanushu. Amoeba, virus, bacteria, illa edathula or life irukku illaya? And the life is what? I am. If namak life irukka illaya? Who is that life? Not yours. That's Bhagavan, who is making this body alive. Sarva Bhuteshu, this Pancha Bhautika Shariram is alive. Bhagavan is manifesting in the form of outside vittidugo. Ingirkara illaga ipo Bhagavan. Jeevanam, life. In the form of life, I am in every being. Means, where to appreciate Bhagavan? Tell me now. Where is Bhagavan? How far from you? In the form of life and the veer, adi Bhagavan da. How much distance is there? Where to go to worship Bhagavan, to appreciate Bhagavan? In the form of life itself, he is there. So immediately when you wake up, you have to do namaskara to whom now? To the Bhagavan who is in the form of life principle. Appa, Bhagavan, I am today alive because of your blessing. Not only that, tapaha asmi tapasvishu. In austerity, the people who are doing austerity, that austerity is I am. Tapasvishu, tapaha aham asmi. Na anda vratam pandre, inda vratam pandre, anda tapasu pandre. Illa unnadu goppatanam illappa. It is not your greatness, that is Bhagavan's greatness. Whatever you do, tapas, it is Bhagavan's greatness. Next shloka.
Bijam mam sarva bhutanam
Vidhi partha sanatanam
Buddhir buddhi matamasmi
Tejas tejasvi namaham.
These are all seed verses of 10th and 11th chapters. 10th Vibhuti Yoga, 11th Vishwarupa Yoga. Bhagavan is giving a small taste for us here. So, in the previous two slokas, four elements he has given: Prithivi and Akasha, waters and earth. Vayu he has not mentioned, you have to supply. Okay? Vayu you can supply. Bijam mam sarvabhutanam. Sarvabhutanam bijam. I am the seed of every being. Without seed, tree can come? Cannot come. So, when I say I am here standing like a tree, with 70 kgs weight, I am standing. And who is the bijam seed for this tree? Paramatma. Where is he? He is in the form of this whole para and apara here. Now, how far is Bhagavan? Tell me for you. Kaun banega karodupati? Question. Okay. Who will become a karodupati now? How far Bhagavan from you? 1 week time. Okay. Purnamada purnamida purnat purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.